92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. We were just talking about Brendan Urie announcing that Panic at the Disco is going to be no more. They're doing a last tour in Europe, and then that's it. He's expecting a baby. He's going to focus on, he's at another chapter of his life. And I was saying, you know, I heard Panic at the Disco songs on the radio always, but it never really stood out to me. Until I heard Death of a Bachelor one time, and I actually think I heard it on a streaming app. I was like, who is singing this? And then when somebody said it was Panic at the Disco, I'm like, no, that guy sings really, really high pitched. And they're like, no, that's him. And so I pulled it up, sure enough, started listening to all the rest of their stuff, and I was just blown away at the guy's vocal range. And so I played a clip of a song called Impossible Year, where he starts off kind of low octave and just gradually moves up and up and up and up and up. And I got a text here that says his rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody is my favorite song by him. Oh yeah, that's a really good one. His version of Bohemian Rhapsody, like, you wouldn't think, like, nobody else besides Queen can do it. And but he does it, and he does it by himself, because, like, in Queen, with the high pitched operatic songs, it wasn't even Freddie Mercury singing those parts. It was other members of the band singing those parts. Freddie Mercury sang all the rest of it, but the operatic high-pitched stuff was the other members of the band. In Panic at the Disco, or Brendan Urie's version, Brendan Urie does it all. And his vocal range is just, yeah, next level. And I've seen some clips of him at, like, concerts where he plays around with his voice even more for the audience. Like kind of like Freddie Mercury used to do. He does that kind of stuff. And yeah, his vocal range is crazy. But you know, I'm sure he'll still be around. As Gracie pointed out, he did that duet with Taylor Swift. What was that song called, Gracie? The one with Taylor Swift? I forgot what it's called. Just went blank. But he did that duet. He's done a couple other collaborations where he's sung on songs. So he'll probably still be doing that kind of stuff more, just not doing full albums anymore. And then I mentioned, oh, you got it?
Yeah, that song's called Me.
Me, that's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he does good in that one. And then a couple of years ago, he actually delved into Broadway. And so he might end up going that route. So. But I'm going to miss them. Every time they come out with an album, I always listen to it as soon as it comes out. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with that. Top three stories here for you in the news. Pope Francis says that homosexuality is not a crime. Kind of criticized countries that are criminalizing LGBTQ as crimes, like in the Middle East, what you see happening over there. It's just kind of bizarre sometimes, some of the stuff that you read that they do in the Middle East. You're like, wait, is this 2023 or is this 1023? Like, it's just so bizarre, some of the things that they still do. So he criticized that. Now, he did reiterate it's still considered a sin in the church, in the Catholic Church and Catholic theology, but it doesn't mean that LGBTQ people are not welcome in the church. Berlin sending tanks to Ukraine. Now you're going to get other allies like the United States and Poland also sending tanks to Ukraine. In the meantime, Russia says that heavy weaponry for Kyiv is a blatant provocation. Oh, really? That's us giving heavy weaponry to Kyiv is blatant provocation, but you invading their country is not? Winter storms are hitting the Midwest, including snow in Texas. And there was also a 4.2 earthquake that hit Malibu in California. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Florida coming in and ranking number two in best states to retire. Wait, what? We're not number one? How can we not be number one in that area? Well, apparently Virginia took the best state to retire. And I guess part of the reason is because Florida's starting to become a little bit unaffordable since the pandemic. Oh, well, that's not cool. They looked at 47 key indicators like retirement friendliness, affordability, health-related factors, overall quality of health, and things like that. And in terms of like being more affordability, we dropped off just a little bit, and that helped Virginia to jump up ahead of us. So, I don't know about that. Florida also ranked number 2 overall in the nation when it comes to best states to start a business. All right, so number 2 for best for retirement, number 2 for best states to start a business. That's kind of an interesting one right there. Now, they looked at 27 key indicators that way, and we have the best business environment with large number of startups per capita, strong industry clusters, the highest entrepreneurship index, a good job growth rate, good GDP growth rate, things like that. They all help help us out. The number one state, by the way, actually surprised me. I would have thought it was going to be, so if it's not us being number 2 best, it should be Florida. It should be Texas. Nope, it's Utah. Utah came in number 1 for best state for starting a new business. Texas did come in 3rd, though. Okay, all right. Colorado 4th, Idaho 5th. Interesting. It's like the Western states now. Since the pandemic, you're starting to see more and more of the Idaho. Like, Idaho never ranked anything, topping anything. And now it's like always starting to rank high because of the huge influx of people that moved over there. Texas and Florida are still, of course, always ranking tops. I got a couple other record numbers to share with you for Florida, pertaining to Florida, right after traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
Still seeing slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be in the westbound direction in Windhaven Beach. This is due to an accident. Scene of the accident is right off of Bay Oaks Drive, but it's really slow-moving in the westbound direction, backed up to Mary Esther and almost into Fort Walton Beach. Other than that, we're looking good throughout Pensacola with I-10 and I-110. Not seeing any major slowdowns. We are seeing slowdowns right near us, right near the station. This is going to be getting off of I-10 and I-110 at Davis Highway. It's going to be slow moving at the exit, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your everyday afternoon delays. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. The traffic line number is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. Avalon HR, with so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're talking about Brendan Urie announced the panic. He's not going to be doing Panic at the Disco anymore. And we're talking about how crazy his vocal range is. And somebody said their favorite song of his is his version of Bohemian Rhapsody. That really shows his vocal range. Another text here says, have you heard his version of The Greatest Showman? Yes, I have. And actually, I like that better than, I mean, look, Hugh Jackman's is classic, right? You can't get past that classicness of it. But his version of it, I think is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Some of the other record numbers here to share with you as it pertains to Florida. We just got new numbers as you heard it there at the beginning of the hour under WEAR news update. Florida has a record-breaking Obamacare enrollment in 2023. I find this to be ironic that the way that this is being shared is as if this is some sort of like great accomplishment. You know, like this is a positive thing. More than 3.22 million in Florida residents enrolled in Obamacare. I'm like, that's not actually a good thing. The reason why they're having to roll into Obamacare is because they can't afford other kinds of health insurance, or they're not getting health insurance from their business, you know, from their employer that is affordable. So they're having to try to find some other affordable insurance. This is not a good thing. This means that people are struggling and finding insurance, or struggling financially to the point where they can't afford the insurance they used to have or something. They needed to find alternatives. This is actually bad news. But everybody's sharing like, this is record number. This is fantastic. No, it's not. Also, another record number. This is in South Florida, but I think this might affect us as well. Apparently, South Florida has record rents, like record highs for rent. And the vacancy rate in South Florida has reached an all-time low. And that's part of the reason is, you know, supply and demand. I don't get it still. I still don't understand why we're seeing all over the country, vacancy rates completely disappearing. You know, there's no vacancy. And yet at the same time, rents are rising up high. Like, how is it everywhere? You know, why can't we get, where's the place where people are moving from? And then I remembered, oh yeah, we have about 300,000 illegal migrants being released into the country every single month. I wonder if that has something to do with it. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, top trending news. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Bobby, you LOL, you think it's a bad thing that record number of people are... you think it's a bad thing the record number are of insured people because it's called Obamacare? More loony right-wing hate. I thought this party of values would be happy that millions were covered. Don't forget that 1 million that have no health insurance. Yay, capitalism. Am I right? No. So you're assuming that this record number of people didn't have insurance before. That's the difference. See, I think they had insurance. They had to drop their other insurance and because they couldn't afford it. And so they had to try to find some other option. And because people's finances are going bad, I was trying to do a reflection on our economy. I'm not saying it's a bad thing that people are insured. I was trying to say it was a bad thing because they're having to resort to Obamacare. And that's a reflection on how the economy is starting to get really tough on people, how people's budgets are getting really tough. That was the thing I was trying to make a point of. And no, we do not have capitalism. We do not have free market capitalism when it comes to healthcare, and we never have. Because if we had free market capitalism, then you wouldn't have it restricted by like what state you live in. You'd be able to get insurance, and it doesn't matter where you move. You'd be able to keep that insurance. It doesn't matter what happens to your job. You'd be able to keep that insurance. That would be more of a free market approach. We do not have a free market approach. We never have. And probably never will, because the insurance companies are greedy SOBs and they're going to control everything. So, yes, and I totally agree. Insurance has been unaffordable. That's why Obamacare was implemented in the first place, was try to figure out a way to get it to be affordable. My criticism I always had with Obamacare is that it wasn't going to fix that, and it didn't. We've only seen since Obamacare happened, insurance rates and premiums have only skyrocketed, and they've only continued to go up. Unfortunately, it still doesn't address the main issues that needs to get insurance down. Look, I'm all for. I wish we could have more concierge service type of insurance, but that stuff's way expensive. And that's probably the best thing for you and me as individuals and as families. But it's so unaffordable. It's like that's for the rich only. Here's a text. Obamacare only benefits insurance companies. I think all insurance only benefits insurance companies. I mean, it does benefit you and me. I mean, you get cancer, you get some sort of sick, really bad sickness. You even just going to get in checkups and stuff nowadays. Nowadays, you're not sure if you have a cold, the flu, or COVID, and you want to go to the doctor to find out. And you don't have insurance. It's just costing you an arm and leg just to go to get checked out. So you almost have to have insurance now. It hasn't worked because the opposite side party has blocked it at every corner, and it continues to. Talking about Obamacare. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. 98 moving westbound into Windhaven Beach. We have an accident. This is going to be right before or right at Bay Oaks Drive. This is right before you get to like the Windhaven Animal Hospital as you're on 98, but it's backed up all the way to Fort Walton Beach. So it is extremely slow moving as you're moving westbound out of Herbert Field, Mary Esther area through Windhaven Beach and into Navarre. Other than that, we're looking good on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze. You're going to just see your typical afternoon traffic getting up to Gondolier Boulevard. Seeing major slowdowns again on I-110. This is going to be as you're getting off at the Davis exit or heading westbound onto I-10. This is going to be due to an accident on the ramp. Outside lane is blocked, so use some caution. If you see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And this traffic report, again, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
Before we get to top trending news real quick, one last little statement about Obamacare thing. I'll just go ahead and say something that I know my right-wing listeners are going to be probably a little bit shocked by more than left-wing. I think single-payer would be better than Obamacare. I think Obamacare is that big of a disaster. Single-payer, everybody going to Medicare for all would be better than Obamacare. So, I mean, that's how bad Obamacare is to me. And I know the right go, what? No single-payer? I'm not saying let's do single-payer. I'm just saying it's better than Obamacare. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
I'm Joe Ford. The U.S. is sending dozens of Abrams tanks to Ukraine ahead of an expected Russian offensive. John Kirby, National Security Council spokesman, said the move shows how unified the U.S. and its allies are in the support of Ukraine. A group of Republicans want to reinstate service members fired for refusing the COVID vaccine. They include Florida's Rick Scott. Also pushing to award those soldiers back pay because they were wrongfully terminated. A Virginia teacher who was shot by a 6-year-old student is now suing the school where the event unfolded. Police have called it a targeted attack at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News. NBC reporting that Abby Zwerner had texted a loved one before the attack, complaining the child had her fearing for her life and school officials were failing to act. CNN reporting Jeremy Renner was trying to stop his snowplow from hitting his nephew when he was pulled under and crushed by the vehicle back on New Year's Day. Police in Nevada said when the actor was using the plow to pull his nephew's truck out of the snow, he exited the vehicle without setting the emergency brake.
Yeah, fantastic little update on that one. I know a lot of us wondered what was going on, and so learning that he was trying to be a real life superhero without the superpowers. That's not good. But apparently, I mean, obviously he saved his nephew, so because his nephew's fine. So that's good news right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's hit our daily dad joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
All right. What happens if somebody slaps you at high frequency? It hurts. It hurts. Like, okay. There's your daily dad joke. That's some funny stuff right there. Here's what's not a joke. Senator Josh Hawley had introduced an insider trading bill that would prevent basically members of Congress from insider trading. We've talked about this many, many times that they do it all the time. They get away with it all the time. So this bill would ban lawmakers and their spouses from holding and trading individual stocks, and it would force political figures to return profits to American citizens under the newly under his act. But he's changed the name of it this year. This year it's called the Preventing Elected Leaders from Owning Securities and Investments Act. which stands for Pelosi.
It calls it the Pelosi Act.
Oh, my goodness. God, Howie. That's good stuff right there.
Local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. So, the Milton Mardi Gras Parade is coming up Saturday, February 4th. The crew of Airship Pirates invites you to let the good times roll down Stewart Street in Milton and join the after party at Jernigan's Landing immediately following the parade. Live music, vendors, and lots of fun. For more information, go to newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we've got your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partner. Also, I want to talk about the friendliest and rudest parts of the country. We've got that coming up before the break as well. So before we get to your sports hit, top three stories. Pope Francis says that homosexuality is not a crime and criticizes countries that are criminalizing homosexuality, like in the Middle East. But he does reiterate it is still a sin in Catholic doctrine, but it doesn't mean that LGBTQ people are not welcome to church, and definitely not a crime to be that way or to live like that or whatever it might be, right? Berlin is sending tanks to Ukraine, and allies are following, including the United States. Russia, in the meantime, says that heavy weaponry going to Kyiv is a blatant provocation. Okay, that's a blatant provocation, not you actually attacking the country. Okay, it's very, very weird. Then let's see here. Winter storms are hitting in the Midwest, including snow in parts of Texas. And a 4.2 earthquake hit Malibu right off the coast of California. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight, beginning at 6:30 with the Brooklyn Nets against the Philadelphia 76ers. When that game is over, ESPN will have Memphis Grizzlies against the Golden State Warriors around 9 o'clock. NCAA men's basketball is underway already right now on FS1. Number 13 Xavier taking an early lead against number 19 UConn, 15-7. When that game is over, FS1 is going to have Butler against number 23 Providence around 7:30 tonight. Then SEC Network is going to have number 4 Tennessee taking on Georgia around 6 o'clock. And then when that game's over, SEC Network is going to have number 2 Alabama hosting Mississippi State. ESPN Plus is going to have number 3 Houston playing UCF at 6 o'clock. And ESPN2 will have number 15 Auburn playing Texas A&M at 8 o'clock tonight. TNT has NHL hockey with the Rangers against Toronto at 6 o'clock. At 8:30, Columbus Blue Jackets against Edmonton. NCAA women's basketball at 6:30 on ESPN Plus with number 18 Iowa State playing TCU women's basketball. In sports news, the Lakers star Anthony Davis is set to return Wednesday after missing 20 games, but he will be on minutes restriction. In the NFL, Patrick Mahomes practiced in full practice today and says he's ready to go for the AFC title game. The 49ers defensive end Omenihu, remember he was arrested yesterday on domestic violence charges, apparently he's still set to play in the 49ers NFC title game this weekend. Brock Purdy, the quarterback, in the meantime, is a finalist for the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. Not a big surprise right there when you got 5 regular season starts, ended up helping the team win the wild card game. I definitely say he's a finalist for the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. And when it comes to the MVP race, you've got Mahomes, Burrow, Hurts, Allen, and Jefferson. So Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, and Jefferson, the wide receiver, all's MVP. Now, yes, he's good. I would say, I mean, I think Patrick Mahomes is a huge key, big deal. But when Jalen Hurts went out for a couple games this year, and we saw the team struggle, the Eagles struggle, and then as soon as he came back, they just dominated again. I think that shows how much of an influence he is on the team. I would make him the MVP this year. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Still seeing slow-moving traffic on I-110 northbound getting off at Davis Highway. This was due to an accident that happened a little while ago. It is improving, but still expect some delays if you're getting off of Davis Highway heading northbound on I-110 or getting off eastbound on I-10. Also, on 98, we had an accident throughout Windhaven Beach. This is going to be off of Bay Oaks Drive. And we're seeing extremely slow-moving traffic as you head westbound out of Mary Esther. It's backed up almost all the way to Fort Walton Beach. So definitely still seeing some slow-moving traffic. Again, that's 98 heading westbound. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre are checking in clear. See something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. The traffic line number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. So that was your sports hit. I got a couple of stories here I want to share. Driver safety. According to the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, apparently driver safety has deteriorated since the pandemic. We've had more crashes and more shootings.
Shootings?
Yeah, according to Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, we had 187 shootings on the interstate last year alone.
Holy cow.
So according to them, they said we've seen a large increase in overall aggressive driving, including 110,000 hit-and-run crashes and 700,000 crashes last year alone, and like I said, 187 shootings on the interstates.
Oh, boy.
You know, we've seen this, though. So I was reading another report. It's not just Florida thing. It's not just a Florida thing. This is nationwide. Nationwide, we've seen an increase in aggressive driving since the pandemic. Well, not just that. We know that there's been an increase in crime in general. There's been an increase in burglaries. There's been an increase in violent crime. We saw the rash of what, you know, like the organized retail theft. Wonder what's going on. Wonder what it was of being locked down for anywhere from a month to a year and a half. What it did that made people go, well, that's it. I'm going to lash out at my fellow man. You know, I don't know. But we've seen this nationwide that there's been a big increase in crime, a big increase in theft, a big increase in now aggressive driving. I got a text here that says, it's the jab. It's making people crazy. I don't know. Maybe it is a bit of rebelliousness, though. Maybe it's, you know, I'm tired of being told what to do. I'm lashing out at other people. I don't know. We saw things happening during the pandemic where people would get angry if somebody else wasn't wearing a mask. And we saw people getting angry and being violent if somebody tried to force them to wear a mask. Maybe it's just the pandemic maybe heightened people's awareness of how much they don't like other people. I don't know. But something happened after the pandemic. We've just seen this big increase. So that was kind of bizarre. Which part of the country is the friendliest? Which part of the country is the rudest? Back in 1983, a study was done. And they decided to follow up with that study. Back in 1983, the South was the friendliest part of the country. The rudest was the Northeast. What about now? Here, 40 years later. Still the same. Southeast still ranks the friendliest. 47% voted that the Southeast has the friendliest people. And the Northeast is still the rudest. And so not really a surprise. I'll say that I grew up in Tennessee. I've mostly lived in the South my whole life. But I have lived in the North, in the Midwest. I've lived in the Northeast, and I've lived out West. And I will always say the South is the friendliest. I would actually, if I was going to guess one, I would say the Midwest. They're just too nice. They're almost too nice in the Midwest. It's kind of like, it's that, you betcha, you know, that whole kind of like tone. And it's just been weird. It's almost weird friendliness up there. But I have no, like, in the South, in the Midwest, and in the West, these are the places where you're in the grocery store and you're in the grocery store line and you'll just strike up a conversation with the person next to you. Or you're checking out and the person checking you out, you'll just talk to them, you know, how's your day going? And you'll just talk. It's like that in the South, the Midwest, and even the West. I've had those experiences numerous times in all these places, including California. But you know where I don't get that? The Northeast. The Northeast is where you're in line and you start talking to somebody and they go, do I know you? And you're like, sorry, I just was asking how your day was, you know, like, I don't know. I've always shared my experience when I first moved to New York, and this is upstate New York, not even the city. Moved to upstate New York, went to the grocery store, went to Wegmans, and I'm following my mom. I'm pushing the grocery cart. My mom's looking at produce, and she stopped to look at some produce, and I just stopped behind her, right? You know, I'm not going to run her over. I wasn't going to go around her. I was just waiting for her. Well, I guess I was partially blocking an aisle, and there was this older lady, I'm talking like hunched over, you know, like wobbly old, gray hair, white haired, you know, she's older. And I'm barely blocking it for like a second. And she just goes, get the F out of my way. And I was like, what did you just say to me? Cause I'm like, I was like, I'm not in the South anymore. Okay. I don't know I was like so stunned. I'll always remember it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got a text here pertaining to the MVP race. I'm an avid Bill fan, but you're right on the MVP. Josh Allen shouldn't even be considered. He's good. He's good, but he's not great. Philly has a great quarterback and deserves it hands down. I agree as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. And I love the new sign. Yes, the sign looks good out there. Pensacola would be, on the way to Pensacola Beach. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, and then we'll get to top stories on foxnews.com. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on foxnews.com coming up here shortly for you. Free tax assistance program from the United Way of West Florida. It's the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. They're booking appointments now. You just have to call 211 to schedule your time. This is a free program for families and individuals making less than $60,000 a year. So $60,000 or less a year, give them a call. Just call 211 to schedule your time today. Now, they're going to be operating 4 sites throughout the tax season. The Pensacola State College campus over at the main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and the Goodwill location over on Olive Road. So call 211 to schedule your time today. Let's go over to – let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll go to Joe Ford in the newsroom.
We are still seeing slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be in the westbound direction. As you're getting into Windhaven Beach, we have an accident that is off of Bay Oaks Drive. And this is going to be backed up all the way almost to Fort Walton Beach. So keep that in mind. You're going to be seeing extremely slow-moving traffic all throughout Mary Esther, all the way to Windhaven Beach, 98 in Navarre, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze, checking and clear. Our slowdowns getting off of onto Davis Highway are still there, but it is improving. That's getting off of I-110 and I-10 onto Davis. We had an accident a little while ago on the ramp, and then everyday afternoon delays on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace are still present. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford of the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, FEMA is estimating it'll take several $100 million to repair all the damage from 3 weeks of record-setting rainfall in California. This as the National Weather Service expects rain to return to Northern California by the end of the month. Former President Trump's Facebook and Instagram are being reinstated. Meta, the owner of both sites, announced today that Trump's accounts will be reactivated again in the coming weeks. A man in Southern California is accused of shining a high-powered laser at several aircraft. Long Beach police and the FBI said he did it on and off again for about a year. Investigators say he was seen pointing a laser at a police helicopter several times before his arrest last week. And some fans of the recently closed Splash Mountain are cashing in. Folks have gone on eBay to sell so-called authentic water from the ride on its last day. It's being sold for between $20 to $45 in some listings. One person was asking for $1,000 for their bottle.
Sheesh. That's a little much. That is a little much. I did pull up Truth Social Network to see what Donald Trump had anything to say about Facebook reinstating him. He does. He came out with something about an hour ago. Says Facebook, which has lost billions of dollars in value since deplatforming your favorite president, me, has just announced that they I can barely read his stuff without laughing. All right. He says they just announced that they're reinstating my account. Such a thing should never happen to a sitting president or anybody else who is not deserving of retribution. And then he puts in all caps, thank you for True Social for doing such an incredible job. Your growth is outstanding and future unlimited. There you go. So there's his response to
I mean, listen,
Facebook
I'm all for free speech and everything. Did anybody miss Trump's tweets and social media posts?
The people who are on True Social Network, who are on there regularly, yes, they did.
Okay.
They're the only ones. I think the rest of us were like, yeah, it's nice to get a little bit of a break. it's Ben Skull right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Top stories of FoxNews.com. Democrat embroiled in the China spy scandal seethes with cryptic warning after getting booted from the committee. So Eric Swalwell was not put on the Intelligence Committee. And he basically says that he and the three other Democrats who were not stated on the committee just have more time on their hands now. In other words, like they're going to be going after Kevin McCarthy or something like that. Other top story on FoxNews.com, Ted Cruz bill would deliver a major blow to Chinese economy. This is a bill that would prevent us from selling any oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China or China-controlled companies. This is a bill that just passed the House, essentially, on a bipartisan vote. It passed 331 to 97 in the House. So he's just introduced a similar bill in the Senate to try to get that done. And then, that covers the top stories of FoxNews.com.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All right. Humans spend about 35 minutes a day chewing. Chimpanzees chew for about 4.5 hours a day, and orangutans chew for 6.6 hours a day. That's kind of weird. The alien drool in the movie Aliens is KY jelly. Oh, yeah, there you go. It's illegal in Indiana to catch fish using dynamite guns or your bare hands even. Okay, no noodling in Indiana. And then the original design for the Space Needle in Seattle looked like a big balloon floating up from the ground. Eventually, it evolved into the final design, and the balloon became a flying saucer instead. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.